Hey there, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here, and today on the podcast, I wanted to talk a little bit about the value of overlanding with your friends. And what I mean by that is, you know, aside from just camaraderie and stuff like that, right, there are other real-world benefits to not going alone. Now, I predominantly go solo. I'm by myself right now, so there's nothing wrong with that. And I love going solo, but there are a lot of benefits to going with friends, and I'm going to tell you why, and I'm going to show you why in this episode. So if you want to learn more about the value of overlanding camping with friends, stay tuned. I'll let you go.
Sandstorm, I fought it.
All right, guys, so as I mentioned in the intro, today I'm talking about the value of overlanding with friends. And again, I did a video a year or two ago talking about sort of why to, you know, the differences between overlanding solo and camping solo versus like overlanding camping with friends. This is a little different. I'm going to be talking specifically about real world instances and examples of why it makes sense to go with friends, and especially if you're newer, why you should go with friends.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So let's start out by talking about just the very obvious thing, which is recovery, right? And part of the reason I want to go into this is I actually had to be recovered a week ago. So we were in this very southern part of Indiana's Hoosier National Forest, never actually been to that part before, didn't even actually know that it went down as far as we had gotten. And we were exploring some back roads and maybe got a little overconfident and or took a bad line. And the next thing I knew, I was at the highest point. My truck was at a 28 degree lean to the passenger side. Like, I almost couldn't get out of the truck because it was leaning over so much. I couldn't get my seatbelt reattached once I detached it because I was sitting on the center console. And it was in Hoosier National Forest, which is kind of unbelievable. So again, in that instance though, I had my buddy Brady with his Jeep. He has a Jeep Gladiator. I think it's a Mojave, but he has a winch in the front of it. And then I had my buddy Dave with his Tacoma, and he has a winch in the front of his. And we had to use pretty much every single piece of recovery gear that we've got to get me out of that situation. And again, this isn't a place where I would never have expected it. Like, I would have happily, before knowing what I know now, I would have gone to that spot by myself and probably gotten myself into a mess or gotten myself into a situation. We were in the middle of nowhere. It would have taken a long time to walk out of there or to get to a place where we had reception. It was totally cut off from everything. Reception, civilization, all that stuff. It took us 2.5 hours to get my truck out of there. So the first sort of important part and real world reason why you need to overland with other people, especially when you're newer, but not necessarily, I've been doing this for 4 or 5 years. And again, I probably would have gotten myself in that same situation just because we didn't know that it was as deep as it was there. And I was trying to skirt it and I just ended up getting drugged down into it. Next thing you know, I'm stuck. So, you know, definitely having those people there for recovery is a very big benefit to going with other people. All right, so next, avoiding the situation that we just talked about, right? Another really nice, really big benefit to having friends with you, and I'll cite sort of like my CORE trip that I went to in September of 2023. CORE is an event in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and there's this really cool, really fun, a little bit challenging, but nothing crazy trail called Cliff Mine Trail. And we were going up this thing, and I mean, I'm in my brand new truck, which I've only had for like 6 or 7 months now, and I'm like, I kind of get up to Cliff Mine, and it'd been a couple of years since I'd been there, and I was like, oh, my old trucks did it easy. This is going to be a piece of cake, right? And I get up there, and I'm like, oh, crap, there's a lot of chance of damage. Like, especially, I don't have any sliders on the truck yet. I have the stock really crappy skids, but that's about it. And so I got up there, and I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to cave in a door, you know? And so the benefit that came out of this was, you know, not recovery. We didn't have to recover anyone. No one got stuck, but the spotting. So to have people's opinions, to have people with some handheld radios or just yelling at you through your window, right? To have other people to kind of run ideas by. That was the cool thing about when I got stuck a week ago, was not just to have them there to help recover me, but like we had a lot of conversations. There was a lot of crap in my pants. There was a lot of talking about what about this, what about that, trying to come up with ideas for how to recover the vehicle. And in the end, it wasn't just my ideas that got me out of that pit. It wasn't just Brady's or Dave's. It was all of us together kind of working together, not losing our heads, not losing our cool, being friends, being helpful to each other, and kind of talking through it and figuring out what we needed to do to resolve the situation with as little or no damage as possible. And so having those multiple opinions, having those multiple life's experiences kind of come together in a way where you get to sort of chat and lean on each other and ask questions and throw out ideas and then kind of, you know, get feedback on those ideas is huge. Same with spotting, same idea, right? Where it's like having somebody up in front of you that can see where your tires are and where everything's going to go to kind of give you a little bit of an idea of where to put things and whether to gas it or bump it or, you know, how to kind of move through an obstacle is extremely beneficial and extremely helpful. And again, especially if you're brand new or relatively new, or even if you're not like me, it's still better to have them than not to have them and just chance it and end up damaging your vehicle. All right, so then the third part of this relatively short episode, it looks like it's going to be, is camaraderie and kind of like stories and stuff like that, right? Again, I'm out by myself right now, and I do enjoy that. So I like to go by myself, but then I like to mix it up and go with friends. So I usually go like two or three times with friends and then once by myself, mostly just because I need to shoot videos for you guys, right? And it's weird to sit here with other people across a campfire from me, staring at me while I record a video of myself talking to my phone. So, you know, in this situation, I like being by myself. I'm going to read a book. I'm going to watch some shows on my phone. I'm going to sit by a campfire. I'm going to drink some beers. I'm going to have a good time. But one of the things that I miss is those stories, right? Like hearing from other people, funny stories that they've experienced. Or again, in that recovery situation, being able to sort of, you know, come out of that with like really crazy stories, like Dave's winch line broke, Brady, you know, we had to use a snatch block to get me, to keep me from flopping over. Like there's just, you know, we're going to tell this story for years and years to come. And so like sharing those experiences together and then the stories that come out of those are like, it's like a lifetime friend kind of thing and like a lifetime benefit or value kind of thing, which is really special and cool, I think, and not something that a lot of people talk about. So again, going by yourself is fine. You'll have crazy stories. Will people believe you? Maybe, maybe not. But if you go out with friends and stuff and you're all telling these stories and you're sitting around a campfire with other people at future events and they're telling about the one time when Fletch almost flopped his brand new truck over on a trail in Hoosier National Forest, which we don't even have trails, that's a story that we're going to tell for quite a while to come. And that's one of the fun parts of going with friends. So again, those were kind of my few examples of why it makes a ton of sense to go overlanding and camping with friends. But what are your stories? Post up, if you're on YouTube, post up in the comments down below. I'd love to hear from you guys. Tell me about funny stories that you've experienced. Tell me about, you know, a time when a friend saved you or saved your rig. Tell me about anything that's happened related to like overlanding with friends. I'd love to hear from you. If you'd rather, you can always hop over to my other social channels. There are links in the description down below to those. There's also a link to my website where I've got patches and stickers all overlanding and camping themed, kind of funny stuff. So if you're into that, if you're looking for Velcro backed PVC patches, really high quality patches for a good price, those are there. And then last but not least, there is a link to my Patreon page where we have a 24/7 Discord and we chat all the time. We do a once a month call to talk about our rigs and our gear. And then there's also the Newbie Overlanders Facebook group. Totally free to join. Tons of awesome members. Different from the bigger groups because we don't allow bullying. I kick people out. So if that sounds like something you'd like to be a part of, we'd love to have you there as well. But again, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time.